Unit 6, Part A, Exercise 7.
Ethan, let's start with you. Do you text a lot?
Yeah.
And do you use a lot of abbreviations and shortcuts?
A lot? I'm not sure. I don't always do it.
Give us an example of when you do.
Well, like, if I'm in a hurry, I'll type things like the letter K for the word OK. It's so much easier, right?
I see you're nodding your head, Carla.
Yeah, I do that too. My dad says it's lazy, but I don't agree. I think abbreviations and short forms like K are totally practical.
Mira, what do your parents say about the way you communicate online?
My mum likes to tease me. She laughs when she sees my texts. But she also says I'll never learn to express myself properly if I don't formulate full sentences.
Would you guys say the internet has helped our language or hurt it?
I'm not an expert, but I would say both. I mean, what difference does it make anyway? They say the way we talk is always changing and adapting, right? My older sister uses different words and expressions than I do. My parents have their own way of speaking online too.
Yeah, and what's the alternative? People won't listen to you if you tell them how they should talk. Everybody wants to be free to say what they like and how they like. That's what's great on social media. It's so casual and people are just themselves. No formalities. Who cares about punctuation?
What do you think, Mira? Are things like punctuation important when you're communicating with people?
I think it totally depends on the context. If I have a school assignment, then of course I'll write proper sentences. But when you're online, it's a different medium. The rules are different. I think the internet has actually made English more colourful.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.